Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about mastering resilience, the art of turning shit into gold. So this is going to be a bit of a fun episode, but also serious in some ways, because we're going to get some really good information from our guest today. And our guest is the wonderful Janika, who is a 5D quantum coach, helping women rapidly transform their lives towards their higher purpose and new levels of prosperity. With her potent 5-step code to quantum leaping, she has helped women around the world manifest their dream lifestyle, purpose-driven businesses, and profitable brands with speed and simplicity. That sounds amazing. So I cannot wait to dive in. Welcome to the podcast, Janika.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me all the way from Vancouver, Canada. I feel like, you know, this is going to reach the masses, but there's so much of what I have to share that I think we can all relate to, no matter where you're at in the world.
Amazing. Well, to kick off the episode, I always start with our rapid inspiration questions. They're just some fun little questions to help our audience get to know you a little bit better. So can you share, what is the most unconventional thing on your bucket list?
Ooh, unconventional. I would say I I'm surprised I actually want to do this, but I actually would absolutely love to fly out of a plane.
Jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
Definitely. I do not want to do that. But I was wondering if you're going to say, I'm surprised I want to do this. I was like, is she going to jump out of a plane? Because that is definitely not on my bucket list.
Yeah. I think, and I would do it with, I imagine doing it with like my life partner. I feel like if it was with somebody that I absolutely wanted to experience the depths of fear with, it would be not by myself, it would be with my life partner. So I think that would be wild.
Yeah, what an experience. And if you had a theme song for your life, what would it be?
Right now, I am really feeling bad bitch energy by Shannon Blake. It's very much the theme of my life and the energy that I'm stepping into. And everything about it, the words, the whole vibe, it really just creates like this frequency and this like this portal for my day.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. And last one, what is your favorite food and why?
My favorite food, I guess right now I am loving Vietnamese food, their lemongrass chicken. Yeah, love it so much. I love anything that's got like flavor and texture and that's almost like comfort food too, because it's got the, like the noodles.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So moving on to our episode on mastering resilience, let's start by explaining what is quantum leaping. Let's start there. And also tell us how you arrived into the world of 5D quantum coaching.
Okay. Yeah, it was an evolution of my, not just my brand, but of my own personal and spiritual growth. I started off in the online space because I had to. And I say that because my values around life shifted when I had my kids back to back. So it was important for me to be able to work from home. And so the first thing that came naturally and that I felt like I could lead people through was through the work of manifestation. And that's really where I started in the online space, was to share the gift of energy through manifestation. And as I evolved and learned different ways to work with energy, and you know, as life happened for me, I came across Joe Dispenza's work, which was really fascinating for me. I started really doing like the meditations and learning how to really activate my third eye, which allowed me to create very much in alignment with like what my soul's purpose was wanting at that time. And the more that I tapped into it, the more things felt in flow, the more curious I got about the type of work. And when I was going through the dark shadows of the night and really doing the deep healing, I wanted to learn how to shift and how to play with energy even more so that I could not become a victim to what was happening to me and find ways to work with what was happening inside of me and to be able to, align with what I wanted, knowing the work that I do. And that is you attract what you become. You attract how you feel. You're a magnet for what you're thinking and feeling. So if I could shift through the shit, then how do I do that with my energy? And that's when the book a year and a half ago, Quantum Warrior, fell on my lap. And it was also at a time last year and a half that I was going through really heavy things. And it's what allowed me to shift my reality and play in a whole new dimension that was not at all the physical world. It was like I was, with everything that was happening outside of me, I was able to tap into a reality beyond what was happening in the physical world. And that's when I knew that I was in a whole new dimension beyond the 3D world, because most people would have thought that, you know, you're crazy for still being able to move through what you did. And I think there's something to be said about taking yourself out of what is here in the physical and tapping into a reality that is not physically there, but energetically you can actually get to it if you align with that. And so as I was practicing it, I saw a lot of big shifts in my world. I started teaching it to my clients. And when they started to experience results, I knew that it was not just something that I could do, but something we all have access to.
Yes, sure. So you've mentioned that you went through a lot of stuff. So how have you personally mastered the art of navigating challenges in both your personal and professional life? How have you sort of done that, if you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. And I think it's important to, mention that no matter how how badly you want to keep your personal and professional life separate, I truly feel like it is all this, it is all one, because what happens in your personal life, yeah, it really does impact your professional life and vice versa. So being able to navigate and hold the energy without letting one impact the other, I think, is an art. And being able to see both roles, you know, in your personal life and professional life from a third perspective really allows you to operate from a place of more emotional intelligence, where you're not taking, you know, what's happening in your personal life into your professional life, but more like integrating it and, you know, mastering your energy so that you can shift into the role that needs to, you know, be fulfilled without pretending like that's not happening. You know what I mean? It's like so easy to pretend that this isn't happening in your personal life, but, and then you don't realize it, but it's actually impacting your professional life. So I think it's really just creating the space to address both. Whereas I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of things in their personal life that are happening, but they're not looking at it. And what you ignore, it grows, right? So by looking at what's happening in your personal life, you can actually, you know, fulfill your purpose a lot more powerfully. And navigating that while staying true to my brand and to my audience, I feel like it was a little tricky. But it taught me to be vulnerable. It taught me to, be more, intentional about how I process the things that are happening in my personal life, because I had this knowing that it was happening for me so that I could teach it and that I could really lead people through it. So I was no longer like a victim to what was happening in my personal life. And I knew that it was happening because there was a part of me that was really like stepping into my purpose. And I think anyone who's stepping into their purpose and developing themselves professionally, they will experience a shift and, you know, some crumbling in their personal life because, yeah. Oh, are you there?
Did I disappear?
Yes. Like you said, like you promised.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening this week. I just want to ask you a few things about the reality versus the 5D, because you mentioned that you were able to move past the reality of, you know, the shit that was going on and move into that sort of 5D world, but at the same time you don't want to ignore what's going on. So what's the difference between moving into that 5D and explain a little bit more about the 5D world and moving into that, as opposed to just trying to escape how you're feeling by ignoring it?
Yeah, so I think just being able to, because with things that happen in life that are messy, that are ugly, that are dark, it's easy to get lost in it. And I'm saying, you know, to sit there and feel paralyzed or to feel stuck or to feel like there's a lot that you're not, and that, in the perspective of, you know, things are happening and things aren't, you know, happening the way that you want them to. So a lot of times it's easy to, you know, because we are human, to feel the heaviness of whatever is happening in our life. And we get to also recognize that this situation sucks. It is painful. It isn't pretty. It's messy. It's ugly. but also to shift our relationship and our perspective around what is actually happening, instead of feeling like woe is me or a victim to what is happening, and allowing that situation to determine our energy, our mind, our thought, and let it overcome us, we can actually tap into a whole new perspective, which I believe is love, right? To tap into the energy of love, which is like the fifth dimension. That's where it's pure love. And so if there's a way to like maybe describe what 5D is like, is really just looking at the shit in the 3D world with love.
Okay.
Love for ourselves through it, love for the people that are maybe causing the chaos, love for the mass. And when you're in that energy of love, that's where you find your power, because now you're tapping into compassion, you're tapping into forgiveness, you're tapping into surrender, you're tapping into ways that you can handle it that is more it's more productive for your soul instead of counterproductive, right? Like I'd rather feel over here than get lost over here.
I think a lot of people listening to this who are going through a lot of shit at the moment might be like, I would love to do that, but I feel like it is, when you're in a funk, it's so hard to shift your energy, how to get out of there. So can you share some specific practices or rituals that you find effective in transmuting pain or problems into solutions and strength? Like what are some tangible things you did that maybe our listeners can take on?
Of course. Yeah. And I feel like it's even harder when you have kids. So you're not just, you know, navigating your own problems. You're also holding space for little ones. And, you know, it's easy to not create that time and that space for you to actually get into a whole new energetic frequency and alignment, because that is the work. When we talk about work, it's really the work you do to get yourself to a more high vibrational space. And so there are things that I've done and that I continue to do that I find really empowers me. And I think the first, you know, when I talk about my 5D code to quantum leaping, it really starts with having like this awareness. Right. So step one is like having the awareness that, oh my God, okay, the awareness of the emotion. And before you can shift and do anything to navigate the situation, you have to have an awareness that you're actually not feeling your best, because it's the awareness that actually opens the portal to, okay, you get to now choose, right? You get to now choose if you want to stay in that energy or to shift it. And so once you're aware that you're not feeling your best and that you've let this situation consume you, the next thing is to actually have a vision. So going back to the vision that you want for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your relationship, whatever vision you have based on whatever is happening in your life, it's really good to bring that back into your center, because it's so easy to get lost in the shit. It's like, oh my God, I'm never going to be successful again. That investment went sideways, or this relationship isn't working out. And, you know, what does that mean about me? It's more like, okay, what is the vision that I want for myself in a relationship? What do I actually want for myself in my business? So bringing yourself back to that vision. So that, you know, for me looks like meditation. You know, revisiting my vision board. I call it a portal board now. So just tapping into like that, that reality. And then after I think about or feel into even the person that I want to become, right? So the vision of the person you want to become, maybe it's not this disempowered person. Maybe you want to be an empowered person. Maybe you do want to speak on stage, even though you've gotten rejected 100 times, you still want to be that person that's speaking on stage. So if you can see yourself doing that, then that's really like the first step to activate your new heightened frequency. So once you've tapped into the vision of who you want to be, the hero that you are for yourself, the next step is to move your body, to move your body and to move the energy. So that could look like, for me, I love to dance. So it could be putting on some music that makes me feel empowered. And so I have a playlist that I call Main Character Energy. And it really just activates and it brings me back to who I am. It brings me back to the truth of who I am. And who I am is not what is happening. Who I am is A, B, C, D. You know, somebody who's empowered, who's strong, who's worthy. So it really brings me back to my truth. So having things that allow you to feel good, whether it's breath work, or I work with crystals, and I work with crystals to feel what I need in that moment, whether it's to come back to my heart or to feel empowered in my solar plexus. So it really, there's different tools for different things, but having access to those tools is a very intentional practice. And when you have the awareness, you remember who you are and that you're worthy of more, you then now become the embodiment of what it is that you desire most. And so getting into your body, having those warm baths, and taking a moment to really just find your breath and get your grounding. And then you can, like, in that moment, you can then access more of a clear thought, right? Because you can't access, when emotions are high, intelligence is low. And emotions create a frequency. And when you're in a low frequency, you're going to perpetuate the thing you don't want. So having the awareness that you are actually creating what is happening, and then being like, okay, I'm going to take my power back, and then I'm going to drop into my body. And then I think to myself, okay, how is this happening for me? What is the lesson and the blessing here? And what I'm sharing with you, you can do this. Once you have the awareness, the faster you have the awareness, you can turn shit into gold at quantum speed. Because it's like, a lot of times people will sit in their shit for longer periods of time than they need to, when you can literally have the awareness that you're feeling mad, fine. And then choosing again, who you want to be. Do you want to be a person that is mad for the next 10 days, or do you want to be the person that gets over it? Do you want to be the person that, do you want to be the bigger person in this situation, or do you want to go back and forth and continue to argue? Do you want to be the kind of person that, that transforms this situation into power, right? Okay. So how do you do that? Well, we're going to feel empowered. We're going to get back into our body, feel what it's like to be empowered. And then we're going to ask ourselves, what is the lesson and the blessing? What am I learning here? What is this teaching me? How have I, what part of me attracted this? And that's when you take radical responsibility. And hello. Are we still here?
So one thing that I would really like to ask you is, for somebody, say, you know, a good example is always like relationships or career, right? Like, say you really love this person and you really want it to work and you keep trying, and or a career you really want but you keep being knocked back. Like, how do you deal with the setbacks with whatever it is that you want, and balance a need for persistence and trying to like jump into this sort of quantum field and work with persistence with the wisdom to pivot or change direction?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I have had both those experiences, whether it was maybe a course I was running and it wasn't selling as quickly, and you know, launching it again, or it was a friendship that just continued to be toxic, and then it's like, well, we were friends for so long, I want this to work, right? I think at some point, in my mind, what I would do if it isn't working is I would take responsibility and say, okay, is there something that I can do better, right? So there's no hurt in trying again. Do I need to re-edit that resume? Maybe I need to refine my launch strategy and how I launch this course. Maybe I'm the one that is causing the friction in the relationship. And so I think there's something to be said about making those edits, you know, because sometimes it's just a matter of alignment, right? It's not that it's not meant for you, but unless you get into alignment and you feel like you've done everything you could and it's still not working, then that's when you know that it's not meant for you. Now, I'm not saying that if you want to act badly and that if you get rejected many, many times that you should walk away. I think you know deep down whether or not it's this, or there's a chance there's something better.
I think that really comes down to that self-awareness piece and really understanding how to activate that intuitive self and trust yourself and listen to yourself. Because I think even those people who, not everyone, but who often get into, you know, bad relationships or a career choice or whatever, they sort of have, even though they want to be persistent and make it work because sometimes they feel like that could be the easier path, they've got this gut knowing or this gut feeling that, you know, it's probably not the right option. So I think,
you're right. Awareness. And then going back to love and asking yourself, when you get into that space, you know, for example, you have the awareness, you have a vision of this perfect marriage, right? You're still like, I still want this perfect marriage. And then you start to feel, you know, love and more compassion. But then you get to a place where you ask yourself the question, like, is this for my highest good? Am I honoring myself? Am I being seen? Am I loving myself through this process? Because you can have compassion for the other person, but if you're not being seen and you're not loving yourself, in that moment just recognize, no, you know what, this isn't an alignment for me anymore. Like, it's just like staying at a job and you're doing everything you can to get that raise or to get that recognition, and you keep making excuses as to why they haven't promoted you yet, but like deep down you're like, no, am I loving myself by sticking around and entertaining situations and realities that don't honor and see me for what I'm worth? Yeah, if the answer is no, then that's when step number five is where you get into alignment for what it is that you want. So step number five is actually the stepping in. So with Quantum Leaps, it's not just having the vision and feeling love, you actually need to get into alignment. So what that means and what you want to ask yourself is, what is the version of me being, doing, and embodying? What am I taking action on as that version of myself that wants this ideal loving relationship? What would that version of me do? So the last step is you actually doing and taking the leap into the quantum world. Like this is the vision you want. So now that you are aware and you love yourself and you realize this isn't actually good for you, then your job is to get into alignment. Would that version of you who's in a loving relationship be respected? Would they be seen? Would they be valued? Yes. So then what happens in that moment is whatever is not in alignment with that version of you or that version of the relationship, it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And this is the piece that a lot of people get stuck on. This is where they stay. This is where they sit or they stay comfortable. Yeah. Because to quantum leap, it is the most uncomfortable thing to do, because you're saying yes to something that you can't see. You're saying because we're so used to
having to have it all, like all our ducks in a row, so to speak, before we think we can achieve the thing. But if you already feel that you've achieved the thing, which is hard to do, but basically you're just shifting into that energy of already having, and we are energy vibration, so we attract like magnets the energy that we are, right? That was pretty much what you're saying. So that last step is the hardest. And I guess that's why, you know, I did an episode actually with Melissa Alves. We have a Evolution of Your Higher Self series as well for our podcast. Oh, okay. And we sort of did one just about manifestation and how you don't just sit there and have wishful thinking. It really takes that energy, like matching that energetic vibration, and as you said, to be able to embody and step into that, because that's where the biggest leap happens. And I think, yeah, you're right, like that is the part that's the hardest and why people don't do it.
Yeah, they don't do it because it's the unknown, and the hardest part about the unknown is what is required of you to actually step into it, which is letting go. So to quantum leap means to release, because in order to leap and to get into this new reality, then you need to energetically actually release and let go and burn down certain things, certain parts of you, relationships, beliefs, identities, you know, all the cords need to be cut. And that in itself is what could hold people back. But with the minute you cut the cord is when you shoot up into the moon and your life just changed, like rapidly, rapidly transforms. And there is a practice that I share. So this is step number five. So taking the action, which is letting go, right? Taking the action, moving towards the direction, whether it's, for example, letting go of that relationship and then eventually, you know, going out and dating again. A lot of people want to meet the love of their lives, but they're not on any dating apps. They're not putting themselves in front of people. So how do you quantum leap in your relationships when nobody knows where you are? So it's literally like, okay, well, I'm gonna get on that app and I'm gonna feel what it's like to be in a relationship and really like start to receive that. And how we do this, how we take the action, is we actually shift our identity. We actually need to embody and activate a whole new identity. Yeah. Because in letting go, a lot of people don't know who they are now. It's like, well, who am I without this? Who am I without that belief? I had a story for a long time about how I'm an introvert and how I'm a very private person and I don't like to be on camera. But that belief in itself was the exact thing that was holding me back from starting an online business. It was the exact thing that was going to manifest my worst nightmare, which was to put my kids into, you know, into with like with a nanny or babysitter. So I had to shift my identity and tell myself a new story about who I am. And you don't need to lie to yourself and say, I am not an introvert. I love being on camera and I am very not private. Like, that's a lie. You know, your soul will be like, hey, stop lying. But one thing you can do to start shifting your identity is by saying things like, I am becoming the kind of person who, I am becoming the kind of person who no longer deals and puts up with bullshit. I am becoming the kind of person that shares my story. I'm like becoming the kind of person that, you know, puts herself out there and starts conversations with men. You know what I mean? So it's like shifting your identity by telling yourself a new story. And it's activating what I call the iconic goddess within, and really just being the hero of your own life by stepping into that version of yourself that is iconic, where you're like, wow, I can't even believe I did that. I don't even recognize who I am. And I love saving yourself.
I love that. Yeah. And when you were talking about, you know, putting on playlists to dance to, I have a goddess playlist, and that really gets me pumped in the mood to eat, like right. When I'm teaching and delivering in my Ayurveda Alchemist program, or if I'm going to speak on stage, I put that goddess playlist on and I'm like really feeling the vibes of that and letting her come out. Yeah, it's so powerful. Yeah. And I love that iconic goddess. I really love that.
Yes. It's a, you know, when you hear about main character energy, it's the reason why you hear it and why it's so, it's a trend. It's because it's how we act as if, it's how we get to manipulate energy. And because no matter what is happening outside of us, when we don't let it, whatever's happening, control us, and we are in control of what is happening, then that's when we change the story. That's when there's more of like a happy ending. This is like the plot twist where most people would sort of fall down. You are the plot twist. And because you've taken your power back, you become the main character. You now can attract a whole new reality, because energy doesn't know whether or not it's real, right? Energy does not know if I am an icon, if I'm famous or not, but if I can act like it and I can tap into that version of myself that is limitless, that is powerful, that is savage, that is relentless, that is you know, untouchable, if I can tap into that and activate that version of myself and start to play my role in life as if it was like the award-winning movie, then I'm now taking my power back and rewriting the way that this is all going to unfold.
I love that so much, and such a perfect way to wrap up the episode. You've shared so much wisdom with us and a lot of inspiration. I hope everyone, if they're feeling like they're in a funk, they're in the shit, that they're like, no, I'm going to rewrite the ending. I am going to turn my shit into gold. I'm going to be that iconic goddess, and I'm going to slay. My kids have killed me for saying that.
I love it. No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all happening for you. Right? Yeah. We can't expect to be strong without being tested in our weakness. We cannot ask to be a leader if our leadership, we can't truly know what it means to be a leader until we lead ourselves. And once we can lead ourselves through the shit, then we are in a better place to lead other people. So just know that you are being prepared for what it is that you, this vision that you have for your life, which is probably why it feels heavier and darker, because you're living life in a pendulum, right? It's like as a pendulum. So the darker it feels, you know, the more opportunity you have to actually sway on the other side and skyrocket into a new reality, which is probably more exciting than thinking that I'm doomed for life. It's actually, no, you are meant for even more greatness. So the more shit you're in, the more greatness you're going to have and experience in life, but it's a choice.
Yeah.
And you get absolutely. To create that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So that's so perfect. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. Where can our listeners find you if they want some help quantum leaping?
Yeah, for sure. So I am on Instagram at the.g.lifestyle because living the iconic goddess is a lifestyle. And I'm on TikTok as well at the.g.lifestyle. And then I'm also at www.janika.com.
Beautiful. And I'll pop the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. I really appreciate everyone being here and tuning in. And if you would love to continue these conversations after the podcast, please join us in the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook community, and we can carry the conversations on there.
Yay. Thank you for having me. That was so much fun.
You're so welcome. Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and Women's Holistic Health Coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.